Welcome to the very first episode of the Coach What Matters podcast. I'm your host, Amber Cash, and our goal here is to bring you engaging conversations about the latest trends, strategies, and challenges in the world of business. Today, I'm joined by three incredible consultants who each bring decades of experience helping organizations overcome their toughest challenges. But before we jump into today's topic, let me introduce you to the founders of Coach What Matters. First up, we have Cesar Flores, the founder of Coach What Matters. With over 20 years of experience in executive coaching and leadership across diverse industries, Cesar has consistently driven operational excellence and value creation. His expertise spans technical leadership, data analytics, and implementing organization maturity models, all of which enable complex transformations. Passionate about fostering high-performance cultures, Cesar has a proven track record of launching successful product lines and leading major organizational changes. Welcome, Cesar.
Thank you, Amber. I'm very excited to be here to kick off this podcast and engage with the community on different relevant topics in the marketplace. And thank you, Amber, for hosting.
Of course. Right. So next up, we have Leslie Szymborski. She serves as our Chief Operating Officer, bringing over 25 years of experience in the technology space and an expert on organizational change management, continuous improvement, and building strategic leadership. Leslie, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Amber. It's great to be here.
And I also want to introduce Fajiro Sophia, who is our Chief Marketing Officer and coach who comes with experience from across the public sector and specializes in aligning teams and leaders to accelerate business success with a focus on crafting actionable goals, ensuring that every team's efforts contribute to the company's overarching vision. Welcome, Fajiro.
Thank you, Amber. I'm really, really happy to be here. Super excited.
My name is Amber. I serve as our Chief Product Officer and coach. I have 22 years of experience across various industries, from theater and nonprofits to building SaaS products. And I specialize in aligning product strategies with business goals, fostering cross-functional collaboration, and enhancing team dynamics through empathy. So together, our team combines extensive experience in leadership, strategy, and organizational transformation to help businesses achieve sustainable growth and excellence. So whether you're a startup founder, a corporate leader, or an entrepreneur, our goal is to provide you with expert insights and strategies to help your business thrive. So with that, I want to dive into today's topic, which is starting with why. This is the core philosophy of Coach What Matters and our blueprint for success. So sit back, grab a coffee, and let's get started. Cesar, I'd like to kick it off with you, if that's okay. As our founder, can you talk a bit about how you came up with the idea behind Coach What Matters and why you're so passionate about working with businesses to discover their core value?
Sure, Amber, thank you. The why, right? That's the most crucial question. That why should be the driving force, and it gets to the heart of that long-term success. In my two decades, I've seen countless launches fueled by initial energy, but that focus seems to fade and eventually gets lost. Revenue targets and immediate problems become the sole drivers. And the why, the core purpose, fades into the background. Think of it like this. Imagine a company launching a new fitness app. Their initial why might be to empower individuals to lead a healthier lives. They're excited. They build the app. They chase downloads. But then they get caught up in tracking daily active users and competing with other apps. They start adding features just to match competitors, losing sight of that core purpose. Suddenly, they're not empowering healthier lives anymore. They're just another app fighting for screen time. What I've learned is that the why isn't just a feel-good statement. It's the compass. It's the alignment blueprint for every decision. In the case of our fitness app, if they consistently asked, does this feature truly empower healthier lives, which was their original why, they would make different choices. They would focus on things like personalized coaching, nutritional guidance, and community support, not just feature parity. This is exactly why I started Coach What Matters and developed the Why Blueprint. It's a structured approach to keep that why front and center, ensuring it drives revenue and problem solving rather than being overshadowed by them. When you start with why, you're not just building a business, You're building a purpose-driven, impactful organization that resonates with customers, and the reward is long-term sustainable growth.
Yeah, absolutely, Cesar. And the thing is, all of us at Coach What Matters share Cesar's passion. We believe that putting the why front and center in the business ensures the creation of a purpose-driven and impactful organization. We strongly believe that leading with your why would attract the right talent, and it will keep them motivated. And when every decision is driven by purpose, the business moves closer to its goals with each execution. And this makes the organization more impactful. It ensures that what you stand for, it ensures that the services that you offer and the products you provide truly resonate with your customers. And the result is that you have high customer satisfaction. It will lead to increase in sales. It will lead to greater employee engagement and even better staff retention. So, and even studies like the one that Deloitte have teach us that purpose-driven companies will grow 3 times faster than their competitors and gain higher market share.
Thanks, Cesar and Tajiro. I think those are some amazing points as to how all of this got kicked off. We've taken this and we've expanded this passion into our first offering, the Why Blueprint. So this is our guide to creating sustainable business success by partnering with your executive team. To start, we focus on three areas, and some of which, you know, Cesar and Fajira had actually already mentioned. We start with the core value. So why does your business exist? We then focus on the vision. Where do you want to go? And the core business metrics. How do we know we're getting there? Leslie, do you want to talk a bit more about why we focus so much on the executive level to start?
Sure. Thanks, Amber. There's research that concludes that there's important reason to focus on the Why Blueprint as we've designed it. According to a London Business School survey, it was revealed that over 50% couldn't name their organization's top 3 goals. And this suggests a significant disconnect between leadership and strategic objectives. And it proves that there needs to be more focus all through the organization on alignment to those core values and the way that the business pursues them. Why is that important? For one thing, it ensures a solid foundation for your business. The principles that they need to believe in to be successful, and the measurements of that success. And without that foundational alignment in place, growing the business successfully and sustainably gets really tough. And what's unique about our approach is this. We're not going to approach a growing business with a straight line to a transformation of agility or anything else, right? The first order of business for us, the most important thing is to get to know your business, to get to know your leaders. And we want to know more about why you decided to open your doors, how you want to do business. What are the important principles to keep in mind as people in your organization make decisions? And finally, with your executive team, we will define success or key measurements that show the company is on the right track in pursuit of your vision.
Leslie, actually, you just mentioned a statistic that I found quite concerning. You said that over 50% of executives couldn't name the organization's 3 goals. I mean, that is disturbing.
Right.
I mean, in my experience across various industries, I've seen this play out firsthand. When leaders are unaware of their organization's top goals, this leads to misalignment, not just at that leadership level, but across the entire organization. We are passionate about jumping and help companies and leadership with that connection.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great lead into the second layer of the blueprint. And so this is another unique aspect of our philosophy in scaling, is that you'll need your strategic leaders, those middle and upper managers, to align everything they are doing with your vision, principles, and your achievement of your measures. Note that this is often a group that's left out of organizational change at this scale. So missing intentionality with those leaders outside of the C-suite can be a long-term irritation and a cause for long-term friction in your organization. And this is kind of exactly what Fajiro was just alluding to. We can align with your executive team, but if your executive team and your strategic leaders don't align their own goals and their pursuit of your mission, then there's a gap that's created. So together with your business leaders, we're also going to create accountability and a model for decision-making at that strategic level.
Which I think is super important, because I've seen a lot of times where leadership will say, we're number one, That's what we want to go after. How you can get to number one, there's thousands of ways to do that. If you don't provide your team with this is why we're trying to be number one or what we're trying to accomplish within that, it can lead to teams just working on their own goals, you know, that may really, in fact, be waste within the organization.
Exactly. And not that anybody's doing the wrong thing per se, not intentionally, but if we can be really clear on those vision and the principles of how to pursue the vision, we can eliminate some of that waste that you were just talking about. So definitely. After those executive and senior leaders are aligned, we don't stop there. We're going to look at strategic execution, because now that your executive leaders are aligned with your strategic and middle to upper level managers, now all of those folks on teams, the individual contributors that are really at the heart of executing change at the fastest speed, we want those folks obviously to be aligned as well. And our goal here is to make the most of the quick learning that's happening. Take advantage of the feedback loops. Make sure we're hearing the right feedback from the right people or the right parts of your organization. We're going to be building trust in decision making at the team level. We know that everyone is pursuing the best intentions. What the blueprint is about is creating clarity that puts those intentions behind the right actions.
One of the things that still like hits me hard is that 50% of leaders cannot name their top three goals for the business. And this is something that really should send shivers down the spines of every leader in every organization. Because in my experience, it's not for the lack of trying, and it's not because you don't review those here and there, but there has to be a structured approach in the way that you do that. And that is a lot of what's missing in businesses today. And the same thing is true for us at Coach What Matters. We don't want to be a transactional business, meaning we're committing to a long-term customer agreement. We prioritize sustainability, growth through understanding fundamental drivers, core measures, and values. This requires a genuine relationship, not just a transactional consulting experience. We are not just consultants delivering a presentation. We're invested in our customer success, partnering with you every step of the way. This is fundamentally different than what's in the marketplace today. If you're listening and you're interested in what this structured approach looks like, which is brand new for the marketplace, please reach out to us.
Thanks, Caesar. I think that is an important point about what differentiates us from quite a few consultants in the marketplace today. So talking more about the why blueprint, after ensuring our partners and the executive teams have solid alignment on their business's core, the next layer that we address is strategy development. So I'm going to throw out another statistic. According to, it was a Harvard Business Review study, only 20% of companies successfully complete 80% of their strategic goals. There are hundreds of approaches that aim to help communicate a company's vision and goals internally, but I'd like to talk some more about the basic we advise clients on. Leslie, I know that you are super passionate about this. You want to take this one?
Sure. Thank you. Another statistic to send shivers, as Caesar said. I mean, this is what drives executives crazy, right? We invest so much money in teams and people, and we're not reaching goals. We're not reaching strategic goals. By definition, that is failure, and that is frightening. And so how is Coach What Matters, and how does the blueprint answer to this? Something that Caesar said strikes me. There's not always good structure that is loose enough to allow people to be empowered and pursue what they need to pursue, but structured enough, defined enough, and providing the clarity needed to go forward with the right activities. So one of the concepts that we find to be invaluable is transparency and accountability. So we will focus on creating some structure that gives accountability to the right places and people. So we find it's invaluable to be checking in across the organization to build accountability in talking about strategy pursuit, the metrics we're trying to move or affect by our pursuit. And we find that having a cadence is going to build accountability, and not just a meeting, but true engagement is the key to bringing value to those discussions. Providing visibility to progress towards strategic goals is another way to bring transparency and accountability. There's different ways that we need to be talking about the goals of the organization. Some may do it through town halls, through team meetings, through check-ins with your manager, with the people on your team. And it's always important to have some kind of visible dashboard that everyone can see. Also important is a shared outcome-based goal system with specific aligned success metrics that allow for not only visibility to the goals, but also if they are outcome-based, we're promoting creativity and collaboration on the most valuable work. And additionally important, decision-making models, where decisions that are made can be aligned with the core vision, the principles, and the metrics, and employees and people that are making decisions can feel empowered and confident that they're making the right decisions. So we're giving enough structure for people to say, run water through pipes and say, this is an initiative that I believe is important. I believe it's important for these reasons, and these reasons align with our core values as a company.
You highlighted a very important aspect there with transparency and accountability. There are lots of important pieces here when supporting organizations, but it's very, very important that we're helping to create alignment and trust. This helps them to sustain momentum. And this is why an element of what we do is to work with our clients, building lasting relationships with them. We help them develop a transparency plan. We help to establish accountability by ensuring that there's that public demonstration of alignment and ensuring ongoing responsibility, as well as maintaining progress in the work that's been done.
And seeing those down to the team level, I believe, is important. You know, Susan mentioned earlier about building long-term partnerships. I saw a study, it was from 2023 from OrgView. It included 700 leaders from companies with over 1,000 employees. It's found that leaders and employees now face an average of 9 full organization changes per year, up from just 2 before 2020. So with the amazing amount of change that we have going on nowadays, when we look at the last level, your team's actual execution, we want to be thoughtful about how we roll out changes.
Absolutely, Amber. And when you start putting these stats together, so for example, when a business only meets of their goals, and also you look at the changes that are happening, you know, those things start to come together. The reason why leaders want change is because they're not achieving the outcome that they want. But you have to be very thoughtful of that. Throughout my career, I've consistently observed the detrimental impact of excessive change. Overloading employees with lots of adjustments leads to ambiguity, which frankly erodes morale. This decreases productivity, becomes the trigger for loss of focus, and most critically, a breakdown of trust in leadership. For instance, consider a company that frequently restructures its departments. While each reorganization might be driven by a perceived need, the constant shifting of roles and responsibilities creates a sense of instability. Employees become anxious about their positions, unsure of their priorities, and less motivated to invest in long-term initiatives. This not only hinders current productivity, but also fosters a negative culture where employees become resistant to any idea. To effectively navigate change, a structured and measured approach is essential. This includes clear communication of the why behind each change, transparency about the process, and crucially, allowing employees to contribute their insights. By fostering a sense of ownership and providing a stable blueprint, businesses can minimize disruption and maintain employee trust through periods of transition. I want to also circle back to something that Leslie mentioned, transparency and accountability. In our sense, transparency, not only is it about pivot points, but transparency, how employees navigate through decisions that they make, but also how they align to the company vision. This is crucial for employees to do, and it increases their morale and the output of value.
I think this is a really critical part of what Coach What Matters wants to leave behind, when we feel like we've actually improved an organization by the time we leave that engagement. And that is these decision-making models. I alluded to them earlier, and they actually come into play at two different levels. So part of the blueprint is working with your leadership in a collaborative way to identify what is that initiative level decision-making model look like. Things like, should we invest in this whole organizational change? That kind of decision would be addressed at that like middle to executive decision-making model. And then the second part of that is at the team level, at the execution level, there's a decision-making model that can be used by individual contributor to check in on, you know, moving forward with their own decisions that happen day to day with the team. We're trying to empower the people to make decisions so that they can move forward fast and stay aligned at the different levels of an organization.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Leslie. One other thing is around accountability. And accountability can be a scary word for some. For some, it could mean that they get in trouble for something. But for us, accountability has to do accountability to alignment, to increasing that long-term success through making great decisions based on the structure and a structured approach that everybody shares. So this is why it's so important that we use these words in a positive light and define them each step of the way like we do at Coach What Matters.
Thank you so much, Leslie, Caesar, and Fajira for sharing your insights today. I think you've given us some great groundwork for what's to come in future episodes. And a big thank you to you, our listeners, for tuning in. We're excited to have you on this journey with us. We hope you've enjoyed the first episode and got a glimpse into the philosophy behind Coach What Matters and our debut offering, the Why Blueprint. If this is your first time hearing about us, we'd love for you to explore more. Visit our website at www.coachwhatmatters.com, where you'll find our blog, podcast, and all the details on how you can request a consultation. Whether you're interested in our full Why Blueprint or a personalized one-on-one executive coaching session, we're here to help you dive into what truly matters. And don't forget, if you're looking for regular tips and inspiration, you can follow us on LinkedIn and Instagram for fresh content straight to your feed. We're so glad to have you here, and we can't wait to connect with you again soon. Take care, and remember, engage with what matters most. We're Coach What Matters. Have a great day.